Daf test. So let's take it at the very top. The Mishnah tells us that sukkah, yeshana, an old sukkah, beis shamay poslim and beis hillel machshirin, an old sukkah, beis shamay says it's no good, but beis hillel says it's allowed. The AZ sukkah, yeshana, what's considered an old sukkah, says the Mishnah, kol she'asa kodim l'chag shloshim yom, anything made more than 30 days prior to sukkahs is considered old. About im asa l'shem chag, if a person made it l'shem chag, afilu mitchila shana k'shera. So the understanding here is the machlokas is if they did it l'shem chag, that's always acceptable no matter how long ago it was made. If it was made stam without expressing why it was done, so that's the machlokas. According to Beis Shammai, you have to specify why l'shem sukkah, otherwise it's puzzle. But Beis Hillel doesn't require it. But within 30 days, even Beis Shammai says stam is good enough because 30 days, that stuff indicates you're doing l'shem chag. So that's acceptable even without the intention. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says sukkah yeshana kedem befarish she'asah l'kodem l'chag shoshim yom. You made it more than 30 days before sukkahs. Below pirish, you didn't express shila shem chag. So by the way, this Fas Emes says according to Beis Shammai, you have to actually express bepes. It's not enough to think about it. You have to articulate it based on this. So if you didn't articulate it more than 30 days, it's disqualified according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says further in the next Rashi, Beis Shammai poslim debo sukkah l'shma. You need to have l'shma. V'zu stam na'asas, but you did it, you spilled the sukkah. You didn't do it l'shem sukkah. So according to Beis Shammai, it's no good unless it was done within 30 days. In that case, he would agree. Vilu toch shloshim l'chag hava, kevin d'shalin behalachas behilchas hachag, kodim l'chag shloshim yom. Where does this 30 days come from? We know there's a concept, the person has to prepare for Yom Tov 30 days prior, so once you're in that 30 days, you're beginning to prepare, beginning to learn the halachas of that particular Yom Tov, it's considered as if you're in the mind frame of that Yom Tov. So there's an interesting discussion that post can talk about, this concept of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, so the source is based on Pesach. When it came to Pesach Rishon, people said, we didn't do Pesach Rishon, we didn't bring the carbon, we're Tameh, we're Derech Rechoka, so Moshe says, don't worry, in 30 days from now, you bring Pesach Sheni. So the source of the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag is from Pesach. The question is, does it apply to sukkahs and other ones? They bring a ride from the Rashi here that clearly it does apply to sukkahs, because he's invoking Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag to the concept of sukkahs, so that's a ride some posts can bring, but this is not agreed upon by everyone. Gemara now wants to know, what is the basis for this machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So Gemara is actually, before you go ahead, look at Tosos on the top, the quotes from the Yerushalmi here. It says, Yerushalmi, what's considered an old versus a new sukkah? Does that mean I need to take down the entire sukkah and rebuild everything from scratch? Or maybe a bit of a change, a bit of a chiddush would be sufficient. So the Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi tani tzarech lechadish badavar, you need to change something to the sukkah. And Chavrai, Amrin, some say, tefach, it's enough to change just a tefach. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolshu, even a small amount, even less than a tefach. Uman damar kolshu, whoever says it's enough to change a little bit, has to be uvavachite apne kula across the whole way, which means, let's say I'm moving just one schach, it doesn't have to be a schach a tefach wide, it has to be even a tiny bit, but must be according to the whole length of one of the walls, but the depth of it doesn't need to be a tefach. So that's the machlokas. But not to move a tiny corner, like pick up a branch, that's not good enough. It needs to be a branch the whole way of one of the walls, or one full line, that's considered a chiddush, but again, does not need to be the whole schach in order to make this a brand new sukkah. So Gemara now explains my time at the Beis Shammai. What was the reason for Beis Shammai that he requires l'shema here, even before 30 days? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Chag ha-sukkos shivas yamim la-Hashem. That you have to make sukkah l'shem Hashem, it has to be l'shema. Sukkah ha-suya l'shem chag ba'inan. That's the basis, it must be l'shema, must be l'shem mitzvah. U Beis Hillel, they say back, Hahu mibaylei, that Pasuk is not telling me l'shema. Ahumi Bailei Lichadar of Sheshes. Damar of Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Minayin La'atze Sukkah, Sheasurin Kol Shiva. How do you know that there's a din of muksa for all the parts of the Sukkah, the entire 7 days? Nothing to do with Lishma, because there's a shame, there's a certain hektish, it's the shame Shemayim, the Sukkah. Tamalomer, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim Lashem. The Sukkah itself becomes the shame Shemayim, becomes a certain level of hektish to it, and therefore it's Aser Mishum Muksa. Nothing to do with building a L'shem Shemayim, L'shema, it rather has to do with a Shem Chalos Kedush on it. As the Gemara quotes further, V'tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, K'shem Shechal Shem Shemayim al HaChagiga, just like when it comes to a carbon Chagiga, one's makdish it has a L'shema on it, a Shem Shemayim, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim al HaSukkah, so too there's a certain Chalos Hektish on a Sukkah as well. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. So we're connecting Chag HaSukkos to Hashem. Ma Chag Chagiga is LaHashem. So to Av Sukkah, so to the Sukkah itself is LaHashem. And again, it has nothing to do with building the Shema. Has to do with a certain level of Isser Muksa on the sukkah. We're going to go through the toes in a second on that idea. Let's just finish this dialogue here. Beis Shammai nami mibarlei, the Rebbe. Doesn't Beis Shammai also learn this din? Doesn't he also have to have a source of there's an iser muksa on atzei sukkah? Einach nami. You're right. He uses that pasuk just like Beis Hillel uses the pasuk. Ella, back to square one. My time with the Beis Shammai. Why does he learn a din of lishma? Where is that from? Ksiv krachrina. There's another pasuk that says chag hasukos tase lecha shivas yamim. You make a sukkah for 7 days, which means sukkah hasuy l'shem chag ba'ina. It has to be a sukkah that's made l'shem sukkah. That's his joshua. Has to be l'shem sukkah. Ubeis Hillel hahumi barley. No, the pasuk of chag hasukos tase lecha shivas yamim has nothing to do with that tase lecha that has to be made for you l'shem shemayim. The pasuk is telling me something completely different. It's telling us le'ose sukkah b'chol shemor, that you're able to build the sukkah not only before sukkahs, but even on sukkah itself. Well, not yantiv, but at least on chol hamoed sukkahs, you're allowed to build the sukkah. If a guy didn't build the sukkah beforehand, or his sukkah blew over, you're allowed to build it even during the shivas yamim, even during the sukkahs itself. That's also acceptable. That's learned from the pasuk. But again, nothing to do with l'shma. And the Gemara says, back base, Shammai sevir lei ki Rabbi Eliezer. Beis Shammai argues and says, you're not allowed to build a sukkah during Chol Hamoed. Damar ein osim sukkah b'chol shemoed. And therefore, this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos tase lecha, shivas yamim, must be referring to something else, namely, that you have to build it, must be a l'shem shemayim when it comes to building the sukkah. So that's the back and forth here. Look at Tosfos here. Tosfos says, minayin latzei sukkah shasrim kol shiva. How do you know it's asr? There's a din of muksa on the wood of the sukkah, all seven. It says Tosos mashma de asire midaraisa. There's an isa deraisa. It's not just tam a nice muksa din derabanan. It's a drasha gemurahi. It's a real din deraisa, an isa deraisa when it comes to the sukkah. He goes on to quote from a Gemara in Shabbos that implies it's only an iser midirabanan. So there's a stira. This sugya brings a pasuk to say it's asr. And the Gemara in Shabbos says it's only an iser midirabanan, the muksa of atzei sukkah. So Tosos gives two answers. One answer, he says, it's later on in the Tosos, he says, Yesh lomar, dehai de'asr midiraisa, hainu be'oda kayemes, when the sukkah is still built, when it's still intact, asr litol mimenu etim, you cannot remove any of the wood, that's where there's an isr deraisa. Aval mishenafla, once the sukkah falls over, that's but the mitzvah, so the mitzvah is no longer there, you cannot apply mitzvah machmas, muksa machmas mitzvah is no longer relevant, then lo asir ela midirban. Then at that case, there's only an iser muksa on a dirabana level. That's how he reconciles between the sugya here and the sugya in Shabbos. Later on in Tosfos, he says a different explanation. He quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. It's the last medium wide line down in Tosfos. He writes Rabbeinu Tam mifarish de etzim shel kidei hachesh sukkah chala kedusha alayu. The minimum shear of sukkah, which is 7.5 tefachim by 7.5 tefachim, that's where there's an iser deraisa of muksa machmas mitzvah. Anything in excess to that, although it's part of the sukkah, the iser muksa is not chal on the excess part. That would only be an iser midrabban. That's how he reconciles between the gemara that says deraisa here and the gemara in Shabbos, which implies it's only an iser midrabban. Furthermore, a very important machlok is that we referred to this earlier in the Masechta here. The machlok is, what is the mitzvah of sukkah? Is it only the schach or the schach plus the defanos? So when we have this din here of the iser of the atzei sukkah, is it referring to only the schach or is it referring to the defanos? So that's machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush here. So that's, again, a very important discussion. The walls are deraisa? Well, walls are deraisa in terms of the mitzvah. You need that for the mitzvah.
You need it, but
is the iser muksa deraisa? I don't know if they're machalic. I think once you say it extends to the walls as well, seemingly it should be deraisa too. Okay, let's go right there now.
Yeah.
No, muksa means you can't like get hanah from it. You can't misuse it. It doesn't mean you can't.
Sukkah, we don't hold that you can build the rabbani. You're not allowed to hold it.
If you need a sukkah, you can build a sukkah. Yeah, if you need it.
Yeah.
If it happened in the past, there sometimes people, the sukkahs blew over. You have no sukkah. You can build it if you need it for the mitzvah. Uh-huh. Okay, the Gemara now says, last 10 lines of the Amud here. So, Beis Hillel, les lehu, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Damar Yehuda, Amar Rav. So he does not hold to this din of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda again is the file which says Asa mina kotzim u'mina nimen u'mina gradim psula b'mina sisim ksheira. So these are different types of fabrics. Perhaps Ricky would appreciate this more than I. I'm not going to go through the Rashi's, but these are different threads. Let's say you made a beged. And when it comes to weaving a beged, there might be some threads that are hanging for different reasons. Three different types of threads. And then after you made the beged, you use those threads to make it into tzitzit strings. That's all possible because when you initially put the thread on the beged, it was l'shem beged. It wasn't l'shem tzitzit. So that's all going to be possible. Just look at Rashi, Rashi Psula. Without explaining what the different types of threads are, he says l'maisa they're all possible. Hol v'tluin v'omdin al elu bebeged. They already were on the beged from the beginning. V'lo nitlu ba l'shem tzitzit lav asa l'shmahi. You didn't thread them. You didn't tie them. L'shem tzitzis, only after the fact. He said, wait a second, I got a bunch of threads here. Let me use this at tzitzis. That's possible because it wasn't l'shma. So that's his understanding. So that's possible. Min ha-kotzim, min ha-nimim, min ha-giradim are all possible. As opposed to min ha-sisim, ar-ksher, that's acceptable. What's that? So whatever, I'm not sure exactly what it is. But Rashi says the difference is kshera, hovit kishenitlu bebeged, when you put them on the beged, l'shem tzitzis nitlu, you put them, there are extra threads, they're off to the side, you decide to attach it to the beged, that's acceptable because that was asa l'shma, because when you initially put them on the beged, it was l'shem tzitzis, the tfiya l'shma l'abinim. Tfiya is when you make the threads, when you spin the threads into the threads, that you don't need l'shma. So you made the threads, but when you hang them on the beged, that must be l'shma. She'ein tfiya mina yisiyah, the tfiya is not considered part of the making of the tzitzis. Either way, we see from the statement, when it comes to tzitzis, you need l'shma for making tzitzis. Has to be l'shma. Above, Beis Hillel says you don't need l'shma by sukkah. So just like you don't need l'shma by sukkah, you don't need l'shma by tzitzis. And he seemingly, Beis Hillel would seemingly allow the kotzim and nimen and gradim to be good enough for making the tzitzis because he does not require l'shma seemingly. So Gemara says, however, when they presented this discussion in front of Shmuel, they felt even from the season would also be possible. Why? You need tefillah l'shma, which means even when you make the threads, when you spin the threads initially, that requires l'shma. Certainly also when you place them on the beged, it also requires l'shma. So that's a machlokas, whether tefillah l'shma or not l'shma. Either way, there's some level of l'shma that's necessary for the tzitzis. Either the asiyah is l'shma, or perhaps even the tefillah as well. However, Hachanami here as well, they would hold Nibai Sukkah Asul L'shma as well. They would hold like Beis Shammai, that building a sukkah would require L'shma all against the Shita of Beis Hillel. And Gemara says no. There's a fundamental difference between Tzitzis, which requires L'shma, versus Sukkah, which does not require L'shma. What's the difference? So Gemara invokes a Pasuk, Shani Hasam, Damakra, the Pasuk says, by Tzitzis, Gedilim Tasa L'cha, that you must make the Tzitzis for you. L'cha, what does it mean L'cha? L'shem Chovcha, for your obligation of Tzitzis. There must be a L'shma, so even Beis Hillel will agree, L'shma is necessary by Tzitzis. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hachanami, Chagasukos Tasa L'cha, says L'cha as well by Sukkis, L'shem Chovcha. So the same L'shma needed by Tzitzis should be required by Sukkis. Why Beis Hillel make a distinction? So Gemara says, no, the pasuk of Tasa, Hasukos Tasa L'cha, that's teaching me Hahu mi Barlei, Limute Gezula. Tell me that you cannot have a stolen sukkah. You must own your sukkah as opposed to a stolen sukkah. Nothing to do with L'shma. So Gemara says, Hasanami mi Barlei, Limute Gezula. So maybe by Tzitzis as well. The pasuk of Gedilim Tasa L'cha, tell me you must have ownership to your Tzitzis. You can't steal Tzitzis. Nothing to do with L'shma. Gemara says, no. Hasam ksiv kra by the tzitzis. We have another pasuk, kriachrina, vasu lahem mishalhem. You must own it. So by tzitzis, we know that you have to own the sukkah, the tzitzis rather. You can't have tzitzis gzula. That's from the word lahem. And the cha, the pasuk of gdim tasa lacha, tells me it must be lishma. For sukkah, we only have one pasuk. We have the pasuk of chag asukos tasa lacha. We can only learn one drasha that lemute gzula, but there is no basis for lishma, and that's the whole back and forth, the difference between tzitzis and sukkahs for Beis Hillel. Interesting question on toast at the bottom here. What? Yeah? So very, look at toast in the bottom here. Mitzvah Baba Ver?
I have a different question.
So what's your question? That was telling me, that was a focus on tasa, and here's the word is lecha. Look at Tosin in the bottom, as Andy said, a mitzvah babi avera. So Tosin says, why do you need a drasha, tasa lecha, l'mute gzula? Isn't it possible because mitzvah hababi avera? You can't steal a mitzvah and use it, you can't steal an item and use it for a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah hababi avera. So the shot of Tosin, he answers that no, the mitzvah babi avera is only a din dirabanan. But in deraisa, it's acceptable. So here, when it comes to a sukkah, even with deraisa, it's not acceptable because chag asukos tasa lecha, you must own it. That's his understanding. Now, the Ritva has a fascinating answer. Ritva says, no, the mitzvah babi avera only applies to certain mitzvahs. It does not apply across the board. Those who want to look into an interesting discussion, Rav Zsolti and Mishnas Yavetz has a very interesting discussion about this Ritva. The Ritva says, when is mitzvah babi avera? The whole source we're going to learn later on in daf lamed something is based on a pasuk by a carbon by a karbanos that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want stolen animals as karbanos. So he says a mitzvah babi avera is only coming for a mitzvah that's coming as a ritzvud. They're coming to ask for a kapara, a slicha, trying to appease a Kadosh Baruch Hu, such as a karban. That's when a mitzvah babi avera is unacceptable. So Ritva adds to the list a shofar as well is also mitzvah babi avera. We're coming to ask for a Kadosh Baruch Hu ritzvud. But sukkah is not a ritzui. There's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah because sukkah is ma'amish or nanya kavod. But it's not a ritzui per se. And for that reason, a mitzvah baba avera is not the squad. Does not disqualify. That's why we need another pasuk of chagasukos tasalacha in order to disqualify a sukkah gzula. Now this ritzui is interesting for a couple of reasons. One is because he qualifies mitzvah baba avera only by mitzvah ritzuya, that's balaratzos, but he also categorizes the carbon in that. Now, they shofar as a carbon. He calls shofar carbon, which is a big chiddush, not a carbon, the shofar. And he says, anyways, so there are a number of nafkaminas that the shofar is considered carbon, but this is an interesting marimakum, this ritva here. Okay, let's go weiter now to Amud Beitz. The Mishnah tells us the new Mishnah as follows. Ha'osa sukkah, sukkasa tachas ilam. A person builds a sukkah underneath a tree. It's ki'ilu asa besoch habayit. It's as if he built it inside a house. The Gemara is going to figure out what that in comparison is. We're comparing building under a tree to building in a house, why we have that equation. And the Mishnah says further, a person who makes sukkah agabe sukkah, one sukkah on top of another sukkah, ha'el yona ksheira, the top one is acceptable, v'tachton is psula, the bottom one is unacceptable. And Rabbi Huda Omer, im eina diurin be'el yona, if no one's living in the top one, then even the tachton is ksheira. We're going to explain all this on tomorrow's daf, not together. Fine, that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to know, Amar Rava points out, Lo shanu ela be'ilan shetzalasa meruba mechamasa. It's only true. When is a sukkah beneath a tree puzzle? Only when the tree itself is producing more shade than sun. So now that itself is serving as a tzchach, but it's a tzchach puzzle. Aval, however, chamasa meruba mitzalasa, if the shade is less than the sunlight, meaning it's not a very shady tree, sure, it's not acceptable. We can't even call it a tzchach, that tree, because it doesn't produce a lot of shade. That would be acceptable. So Mimai, how does he know this? How does he know you can have a sukkah underneath a tree with very little shade? Midikatani, from the fact that our Mishnah tells us, ki'ilu asa besoch habayis, that building a sukkah underneath a tree is like building a sukkah within a house. What type of comparison is that? Lamali lemisai ki'ilu asa besoch habayis. Why make such an equation? Let's say psula. Simply say, a sukkah beneath a tree is possible. What's the equation to a house? Must be, el hak mashmalam de'ilan dumi debayis. It must be only a tree that's like a house is possible. But if it's not like a house, it's acceptable. Meaning what? My bias salasa meruba mechamasa, just like a house, the roof is producing more shade than sunlight, obviously. Af ilan salasa meruba mechamasa. So too, only when a tree is producing more shade than sun is it possible. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'chi chamasa meruba mitzalasa mayhavi. So even in a case where we're saying it's acceptable now, where the tree is producing more sunlight than shade, that's acceptable. Why is that acceptable? Ha kamitzarif schach pasul pavde schach kasher. Everybody agrees that a tree itself that's attached to the tree, the shade or the branches are pasul. Forgetting about the shade right now. So that's not producing a lot of shade. But the branches themselves are pasul. Rashi quotes the whole sugya that which is mechubah lakarka is a schach pasul. Based on the pasuk of basmecha migarncha miyekvecha, says Rashi, mimashata me'asef migarncha aseh sukascha. That which you gather from the field is acceptable. But that which is still attached to the field, that which is mechubah, is still pasul. So how could you combine the schach, the shade of the tree, with the shade of the schach? Isn't that using the schach that's possible? How is that acceptable? Even if the sail of the tree is still less than the sunlight, it's still using it for possible schach. So Gemara says, Amar Repapa b'shechavatan. What does b'shechavatan mean? When you tied it down, when you bend the branches down, where they mix together, they were mu'urav with the schach kasher, you mix together the schach pasul, that's acceptable. Why is that acceptable? So look at a very interesting Rashi here. Rashi said, b'shechavatan, hishpil anaf of lamata, you bend the branches down while they're attached to the tree still, you bend them down, mu'uravin im schach kasher, and you mix them together, with the schach that's kasher, the ein near and behind, they're not so recognizable. The schach kasher riba alava, you have more schach kasher than schach pasul. Umivatlas mevatel the miyut umideraisa komili bata birov. We know that bittel mideraisa works. Bittel birov works on mideraisa level. So you mevatel birov, and that's it. Ein echanami schach pasul. But I've got more schach kasher then Schach Pasul, and I'm move them. If it's not mixed together, the Schach of the Eitz is higher up, I can't apply Bittul. They're not mixed together. You need a Tarovis to mix it. So you bend it down, you now have a Tarovis, and you mix it together, you can apply the Bittul, the Raisa. So the Rishon have a number of questions on this Rashi, this explanation. How do you apply Bittul in this particular case? Firstly, that which is Mechuber, that's not Bittul. The tree, you still see the tree, you still recognize the tree. Bittul is when milk goes in the chult and you can't recognize it anymore. Here you clearly see the branches coming. It's still recognizable. That's number one. Number two is because we have a concept, Ein mevatlin iser lichachila. You cannot take milk, lichachila, and drop it in chult, even though it will be bottle. You can't do that lichachila. Here we're saying lichachila. You could bend it down and mix it together. How is it all allowed? And there are a series of other questions as well. So the Meiri says here, this bittul of schach is not similar to other bittuls at all. Completely different than the other cases. Normally, bittul is when you're trying to get hanah from something. I want to eat the chulm. So I say, the milk is bottle in the chulm, I can eat the chulm. I can't do the lechachilu. There's no hanah here by the case of schach. The din is, we know, mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. It's not about hanah here at all. So once we're not working in the realm of hanah, this bittul that's being applied is a completely different set of rules, and you cannot ask questions to other areas of bittul. That's how the Miri understands this, and then therefore it's a unique situation, unique application of bittul. Back inside the Gemara now. It sounds like that you need the tzel of the schach eksen to create the overall rov tzel. Right.
It would seem that then it's not a
exactly right. That's what the Rashi seems to. In the previous Rashi right. Seems to say that. Right. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Ibe shechavat, and if it's a case where you bent down the tzel of the shade of the tree with the schach kasher, what's the chiddush here? So mal the same, what would you have thought? Nigzar hecha dechavatan atu hecha delochavatan. Meaning it was obvious if you mix it together, of course you apply bittul. So why would you have to teach me this chiddush? The chiddush is, but maybe if we allow a person to take the branch and bend it in, that might make a person think that even if I didn't bend it down, it would be acceptable as well, and that certainly isn't true. If that's the concern, that's what the chiddush is. Don't be concerned. K'mashpilan de lo gazrinan, teaching us that we don't make such a gzeira, honami tanina. We already learned this concept already elsewhere. They're allowed to bend the tree. As it says, hidla alez agefen, v'sa delas, v'sa kisum, v'sikach agavan, psula. If a person bends down, grapevines and delas and gourds and other things on the tzchuch, schach it's pasul, because it's still connected to the ground, unless, im hayas schach, sikach harbimen, if I take more schach kasher, and there's more schach kasher than schach pasul, or I cut them, I detach the vines, that's all kshir, that's all acceptable. So what's this chiddush here? What's the case here? I hechidamin. If it's telling me where I never mixed together the schach pasul with the schach kasher, how come it's not schach pasul and schach kasher? That's of course pasul. So it must be ella lav kishachavatan. It must be where I took the schach pasul and I mixed it together with the schach kasher. And we learn from that Mishnah, this hidle aletz agefen, we learn shmamina to lo gazrinan. So why do we have to teach another case here as well? Bishachavatan, if you mix together schach pasul with schach kasher, it's acceptable to tell me we're not gozer of a chavatan. Shalom Chavatam. So Gemara says, no, the difference is as follows. You're right, we already have a Mishnah. And even though there's a Mishnah that teaches us already, we teach it didn't hear a second time. Why? Hani Mila B'di'evit. I might have thought from the Mishnah, B'di'evit, if a person made a sukkah like that, the schach pasul is batal. That's all B'di'evit. Aval l'chachila lo, l'chachila, one should not mix it together. Kamash v'lam, we learn from this din as well, even l'chachila, a person is allowed to take the schach pasul and mu'ur of it with the schach kasher, and that would be acceptable as well. Let's finish off the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, we said in the Mishnah that Sukkah Gabe Sukkah, the top one is Kshera and the bottom one is Pasul. So Gemara quotes now Tanya Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches us that Besukkah Teshru below Besukkah Shetacha Sukkah. You have to sit in a Sukkah, but not in a Sukkah that's underneath another Sukkah. It sounds like it's a Gzeris HaKasav, why you can't sit in a Sukkah underneath another Sukkah. V'lo b'sukkah shetach asa ilan, nor can a person sit in a sukkah that's underneath a tree either. V'lo b'sukkah shebesoch habayis, nor in a sukkah inside a house. So Gemara says, "Other Rabbi, I would say the opposite." The pasuk says, "Besukos tarti mashma." The dafka you should sit in a double sukkah. Does the pasuk say besukos teshu? So Gemara says, "You're right. That's how we read it. However, the way it's written, Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak besukasks. If it's written as one sukkah, so this is the drasha that a person must sit only in one sukkah, but he cannot sit in a sukkah underneath another sukkah. So this is a psul mederaisa based on this gzeir sakasif. So then the Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah." Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "The truth is pamim shestein ksheiros." Pamim Shishtein Psulos, Pamim Shetachtona Kshera Velyona Psula, Pamim Shetachtona Psula Velyona Kshera. He says all four permutations are all possible. There are instances where both are actually acceptable. Sometimes they're both unacceptable. Sometimes the top is good, the bottom is bad. Sometimes the top is bad and the bottom is good. So he's going to go through all four of these cases. So Amr Abiyumi, rather Pamim. Pamim Shetacht Shishtein Kshera, sometimes both sukkahs are acceptable. Hey, how do you have both sukkahs? Both the top and bottom are acceptable. So the Gemara explains, Kigon Shetachtona Chamasa Meruba Mitzulasa, where the bottom sukkah, the schach itself, its own independent schach, has more sun than shade, which means it's a pasul sukkah. The Elyon, the top one, Tzilsa Meruba Mechamasa, the top one, has more shade than sunlight, which means the top one's a good sukkah. V'kaim Elyona Besoch Esim. So the top one is a good sukkah. It's under 20 amos, and it also has more shade. The bottom one is not even called the sukkah, because since the bottom one does not have its own schach, the schach has more sunlight than shade, we don't call it a sukkah tachas sukkah. It's just a room. It's a room within a room, and therefore it's acceptable. It's really considered halachically all as one sukkah. So even though I made different levels here, but since the bottom level does not have enough schach of shade, it's going to rely on the schach of the top sukkah. That's acceptable. That's a case of both are good. The next scenario, and we'll stop with this one. Yeah, you have to have a strong wood, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the Gemara says, "Pamim shishtem psula." Sometimes both the top and bottom are unacceptable. How do you have that case? Hey chidami, kagon to tervayo tzlasim ruba mechamasan. In a case where they both have enough shade, there's more shade, which means they both have a din of a sukkah to them. But here, v'kaim el yona lemalam esim ama. But the top one is above 20 amos, so the top one is a pasul. But since it's a sukkah in its own right, it's on top of a sukkah below, the bottom sukkah is also unacceptable because that's a sukkah tachas sukkah. Because since the sukkah in the bottom has enough shade there, that's called a sukkah. But since it has another sukkah on top of it, that's a sukkah tachas sukkah. So that's where both cases would be possible. So let's quickly recap. We start with the daf on Amr Alf talking about the machlokas Beisil Beishamai. If you build a sukkah within 3 days, is stam, that's acceptable. We assume the stam, the shema, is l'shem sukkah. If it was before 3 days, Beis Shammai requires it l'shema, otherwise it's pasul. Beis Hillel does not require l'shema. We discussed exactly the machlokas here, based on the pasuk. We also learned from this that Beis Hillel does not accept the pasuk of Beis Shammai. He used the pasuk of Beis Shammai to teach me a separate din, that atzei sukkah asurin kol shiva, that's his understanding. Another machlokas that came from Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, whether or not a person could build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed or not. Then we discussed l'shma by tzitzis, machlokas, whether you require tvi l'shma or no tvi l'shma, but everybody agrees you certainly do require the asi l'shma, putting the strings on, which sounded very different than base hila by sukkah. So Gemara says, you're right, by tzitzis you require l'shma, there's a special pasuk. One pasuk tells me tzitzis gezula is pasul, another pasuk tells me you need l'shma, but by sukkahs we only have one pasuk, that pasuk is telling me the gezula sukkah gezula is pasul, but there's no available pasuk requiring l'shma, and that's the basis of a base hillel. Then we had the mission on a base telling us about the sukkah underneath the tree is pasul, but it's only true if the sukkah, of the sail rather, of the tree produces more shade, that's where it's pasul. But if it has less shade, has more sunlight, that's actually acceptable. But the Gemara says only if you bend it and you ma'ur of it into the sukkah that's kosher, then we could apply bittel. But if it still hangs above, even though it's less shade than sunlight, that would be unacceptable as well. And we learn from this, not only b'dieved is acceptable, but even the chachil, a person could take some of the branches attached to the ground and be ma'ur of it in this chach kosher. And then there's Rabbi Yirmi who said that there are different types of sukkah, tachas sukkahs. Sometimes they're all good, sometimes they're all bad. Sometimes one is good, one's not bad. And we started going through the different scenarios. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.